excited today. I dressed up for the graduation. I've told several of you because it's like I usually don't wear a jacket, but I wanted to because I'm so glad we're graduating, you guys, and I'll be able to be a part of that. And I'll tell you how the service is going to go. If you haven't already, it's all about you and me. You see, I believe that our prophetic team, Dana and Missy and some of the team, put together the cake refreshments after the graduation. They put together a photo booth for you guys. And God gave them this word for us today. It's absolutely true because what Patrick was saying, what the worship team's saying, what Pastor Tim is saying, it's like if you leave here today and you haven't had a personal encounter with Jesus, let's go watch the Super Bowl or something. Right? I'm not here to entertain you, even though I am massively funny. So you would pay money to see me perform in Branson, I'm sure. There's only two people that think I'm funny, and that's because they're my friends. So Barbara and Tommy, thank you, thank you. I'm not funny. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to have you realize, understand, experience, know, feel, touch this. You are chosen. You really are chosen. And I think we get confused sometimes with it loved. You are loved. You do belong. You are accepted. You're not ever not accepted. God never didn't love you before the world was created. He knew you. He knit you together in your mother's womb. You're valued and you're needed. Every single one of you. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. It doesn't matter. We need you. The world needs you. You know, what today is going to happen, I believe God's going to break through. And part of what this graduation is about is those ladies have made a decision to believe they mattered. And they right? It's a big deal. It's a big deal. Now, I know I don't do what Tommy does. Tommy, you had it in your heart and you started the ministry. And it's not just a ministry, it's true. You see, I want you to leave here with one thing understanding today, okay? We're going to Judges chapter 6, but we're not going to go there today. I'll do that next week. But the truth is, his life in my body, that brings glory to him. And it's all him. Now look at this verse. So I'm going to take you through some verses, and then we're going to have encounter times. And then we're going to, after that, after we have some encounter time, the communion table is going to be open afterwards too. After that, we'll dismiss everybody that needs to leave, can. And the people that want to be a part of the graduation get to stay. So we'll have this shift happen where some people leave and some people stay. The children's ministry, they want to come in here and be a part of the graduation too. So they're going to be, you know, after we finish, they're going to be coming out here to watch, be a part of this. But that's what will happen, and it's very informal, Tommy told me. So if you want to stay for half of it or one or two or whatever, you can just slip out quietly and because we want to honor what they're doing. So that's what's going to happen the rest of the day. And this is the beginning. In the beginning, John 1:1, right? John, the apostle, the amazing John, who loved Jesus, who laid his head on Jesus' breast, Jesus' favorite. You know, his human favorite was John. And he wrote these words. He said, in the beginning was the Word, capital W. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. Without he's our being, he's our life. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ right now, we would just evaporate and never be. You wouldn't be. I wouldn't be. This wouldn't be. It's all by him. In him, now this is a big part, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Now there's a couple of things I want you to notice there. Is that number one, Jesus said these words, you diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. The scriptures point you to the Word, who is Jesus Christ. And we call the scriptures the Word, which is fine, but that's not what the scriptures call the scriptures. Jesus is the Word. And literally, He is eternal life. Because these scriptures are they that testify about me. What a bold thing for Jesus to say. In a day where they worshiped the Bible, they did. The Jewish people, it was everything to them. And Jesus stood up and said, these scriptures that we so honor and we so love and are the Word of God to us, speak about me. Now, do you know if they speak about Him? I want you to think about this. If they speak about Jesus, maybe they speak about you. Where did you come from? I mean, really, not monkeys. That's a joke. Scientists don't even believe that. You didn't come from monkeys. You were created in God's image. Unique in all of creation was you and me. You were created in His image, nobody else's image. Don't get this wrong. And He says, listen, this is where life comes from, but you refuse to come to me to have life. Where are you going to find life? You find it in Him, right? In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, so here's what happens. Let's don't make darkness more than it is. We live in a world of anti-spiritual things, and we think that there's not a darkness around us. Well, how many of you in here know it's true? There is darkness in the world. But the darkness is nothing compared to the light. What Pastor Tim said is true. You know, all darkness is, it's an absence of light. It's not anything when the light comes. And some of you have experienced that. I've experienced it over and over. I'm addicted to it. I can't live without experiencing the light, the light, the light. I need His presence. I need to feel His touch. I need to hear His voice. I need His interpretation of what's happening in my life. You know what? You need to know what He thinks about you. And there needs to be a lot of repenting going on in this room, I'm telling you. And me too. Because I don't always see me the way He sees me. And you know what? I got a hint for you. He won't change His mind about you. He is not worried about the darkness. He's not worried about anything. He is above everything. And we've got to put Jesus on that throne. And we've got to take darkness off the throne. In our world, it's almost we've put darkness above more than it is. It's just darkness. Turn on the light and the darkness is gone. This room this morning at 4 a.m., it was pitch black in here. And then we turn on the light. What happened to the darkness? Oh. Listen, the darkness cannot diminish the light. It cannot. It can't. That's what that word means. It says, did not comprehend it. Different versions say different things. It's literally the darkness can't make the light go down. The light makes the darkness go away. So, that's really true. So, I want y'all to leave with something today. It's His life. Don't be misled by anything else in the world. It's His light. He's the light of the world. It's His light in my body. Now, you got to say that too. The light, it's His light in you. He chose you. He chose you. That's what the apostles did differently with Jesus. Did all of Judaism, for all of those 1,000 years that they existed since Abraham, all of that time, when a rabbi would rise up in the culture and he'd be admired and they would put him on a pedestal, and the people who wanted to follow God, the ones that were really serious, they would go to that rabbi and be a disciple of his. And so the disciple would choose the rabbi. It's almost like us. You choose which football team you're going to follow, or which soccer team, or which quilter on the YouTube you're going to look at, right? If you choose it. You know, what did Jesus do? The opposite. He went out and chose His followers. Every one of them. Read it. You know what? You know why you're here? He chose you. I want to say I'm sorry, but I'm not. Because He's the source of life. He's a well, a spring of water that springs up inside of us that never is quenched. And it doesn't just get us wet, it flows out from within us. And so the needs in the world come from the life of God, His life in your body. His life, my body. His life, my body. Why do you need to abide in Him? Because His life comes in your body and you give it out in the world. What's the answer to the problems in our society? They're sitting in your chair. And it's His light in your body. And He gets all the credit. And He says the blindness, their blindness keeps them from seeing the light. The wonderful news of the glory of Jesus Christ, who is the divine image of God. He is God. We don't preach ourselves. Rather, we preach the Lordship of Christ. For we are your servants for Jesus' sake. How many of you played sports and used to stand in front of the coach and go, pick me, pick me, pick me, you know? I mean, I did it. It was embarrassing. I feel sorry for the coach when I think back on it. I didn't break 100 pounds until I was in the 10th grade. So I'm this little skinny 6 foot tall 100-pound kid who they won't let play. And so I would stand in front of the coach all the whole game. We'd be in high school, right? And I'm in the 10th grade, and all the big people are out there playing. And I'd be like, Coach, I want to go in. I want to go in. And you know what? One day he sent me in. And then I'm like, well, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I wanted in, but I didn't know what to do. You know what you do when you say the Lord, when you get up in the morning and you recognize He's the Lord and you say, God, pick me. And you realize He chose you. He chose you to do His bit. When Coach puts you in, He doesn't put you in and let you, I didn't get to go run and play quarterback. You go where the coach sends you. Our honor is to be chosen by the coach. And He chose you. We don't preach Him. We don't preach ourselves. We preach Him. You need to follow Jesus. So it's really fun. This life He's given us. For God who said, let brilliant light shine out of darkness. Don't read that next statement. Because I'm right. Because the Bible says He has flooded us with His light. Is the one who cascaded His light into us. And then He made that crazy statement. And last week, if you weren't here, this talks about this in Judges. It's a wonderful story in Judges about Gideon, chapter 6 of Judges. You need to read it. They're clay jars. And Paul said, we're clay jars. He said, now, I don't want you to miss this point. The brilliant dawning light of the glorious knowledge of God as we gaze into the face of Jesus Christ. Because you know what happens as you meditate upon and you dwell upon and you spend time in His presence, whether it's in worship and studying your Bible, just praying with believers, just talking. You know what happens when you do that? When you look into His face, you see who you truly are. Because He's our Genesis. He's where we began. You didn't begin with darkness. You began with the God of light. Jesus has wanted you His whole life. And He's wanted you to agree with Him. That's what repentance means. It means I used to think I was worthless. And God, you say that I'm a treasure. You see, He said we're like common clay jars. But there's a treasure inside of this jar. There's a treasure in here. There is. Last week I had a lid on it. I wouldn't let you see it. I didn't tell anybody what it was. No, I'm kidding. Look at that. All you grandparents in here know what this is. I'm not very good at this. There we go. Get it. You know what the treasure in a clay jar is? It's you. You know, Paul said it another way. He also said it this way in Ephesians and in Colossians. You're a treasure. When Jesus, like Patrick was saying, and I was thinking when Patrick was playing his guitar and saying that in the Song of Solomon, we really are what ravishes God's heart. If you read the Song of Solomon, when Patrick's singing that and playing, I'm just thinking, you ravish His heart? Sorry, Patrick, I know you're pretty, but I know his mother. She loves him a lot. You know what I mean? You ravish his heart. You're the treasure in the clay jar that Paul was talking about. And then in Colossians, he says, I've become a servant because of God. Then Paul says it this way, I came to present you the word of God in its fullness. And we think the Bible puts us down. In reality, the scriptures lift us up. As one created in his image for good works, filled with an unstoppable light. And then Paul says this, and he says this in Ephesians 2, where we were studying recently, the mystery that's been kept hidden for ages and generations is now disclosed to the Lord's people, to them. Now, the Jewish people had, for thousands of years, had been following God just to discover this. And Paul said, to them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles. Of all the people in the world, the Gentiles were the scum of the earth. Anyone who wasn't Jewish was less than. You know what it is to be less than? Anyone that wasn't Jewish wasn't in the club. Anyone that wasn't Jewish had a glass ceiling over their head. They couldn't go above that ever. That was what Gentiles were looked at by the Jewish people. It was to the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is, you know what it is? Christ in you. The anointing, the baptism, the Holy Spirit's power in you is God's hope of glory. You see, this is really the truth. We had a young lady drew this for us one night. We were having a worship night. And she didn't have anything on her mind. She was just worshiping, and she had chalks. She had an easel and a chalk, and she just drew that. And I'm worshiping, and I looked at it, and I was like, oh, my goodness. That's a pillar. Y'all see the pillar? It is a pillar. But it's not just a pillar, it's a lady. And it's not just a lady, it's a lady looking in a mirror. And you know what happens when we look in the mirror of Christ? When you look into his face, the life of God is released out of you into the world. God's trying to convince us all that we are who he says we are, not who the world says we are. Not who our experience says we are. Not who our bondage and our addictions and our... You are who he says you are. And he says that you're wonderfully made and you're perfect and you're beautiful and you're the desire of his heart and you're the apple of his eye. And he never, ever leaves you. He'll never forsake you. He'll never leave you alone. That's what he says. You know what? We need to repent. We don't think we are. There's 1,000 facts that say we're not. I choose to believe the scripture. And when you look into his face, that's why Patrick said that, or Tim said that, Pastor Tim. When you wake up in the morning and you look into his face, you're going to see you. Not the you, not the you you've been put down and stuffed in and stomped on. You're going to see the you that's the true you. I want everyone to know that. God's called us to this. It's who we are. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And Paul goes on and describes life. He said, listen, and he was in prison. He died. He said, listen, I've been hard pressed on every side. You know what that's like? I've been put down. I've been persecuted. I've been crushed. I've been perplexed. Have you ever had things pour on top of you to the point where you can't get your head above water? It's just one thing after another, after another, after another. I was abandoned. I've been persecuted. He said, but I wasn't destroyed. He said, I always carry around in my body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in this body. His life, my body. Then death's in at work at us, but life is at work in you. You see what God's plan is, right? He had a plan. And what happens in verse 18 of 2 Corinthians 3, we all y'all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, when you look in that mirror and you look in that mirror and you look in that mirror and you look at him, You dwell on Him, and you begin to not see just Jesus. You begin to see Him the way He sees you, and your soul repents, your mind repents, you're set free from those bondages, and you're being transformed into His image. Who transforms you? Not you. It's His light, it's His power, it's His glory, it's His honor, it's His everything. He transforms you, but you've got to look at Him. You know the best thing that ever happened to you? Most exciting, best gift you'll ever get is when you're in His presence, and He'll tell you what He thinks of you. He'll reveal His heart to you. This morning, we're going to stop now. We want to, because He transforms us into His image. We look at Him, and we see us, and we see us, and He transforms us into Him. It's a beautiful thing. It's not effort. It's not work. It's life. And it all comes from the Lord. So I love the picture that girl drew. Said, that's been our problem. We need to repent. We need to seek His face and let Him set us free. So this morning, I believe God wants to do something. So we here at Grace, we pray for each other. We give words. We believe God releases His glory through us, all of us. So this morning, I want to do something. First, I want you to know this. He chooses you. It's His life in my body. It's His life in your body. He chooses you. You're the mystery that was kept hidden for ages. His life in you is the mystery that the world's been waiting for forever. And you're also the treasure that's in the jar. You're the treasure, not something else. Not the people, not the good people, the smart people, the pretty people, the talented people. They're not the treasure. You're the treasure that He's been waiting on. And when you see Jesus face to face, you don't have to wait till you go to heaven. That's a lie, 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 lie. You can see Him today. Jesus came today. He's alive. He's not gone. Holy Spirit is here with you right now. Some of you felt Him already. You felt Him before you came here. You felt Him here. You know He's here. And when you begin to look into His face, you're going to see the true you. And as you look at Him and you see you, He will transform you and me into His image. And we'll find peace, and we'll find love, and we'll find joy, and all the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control, perseverance, physical healing, emotional healing. I may start growing more hair. I don't know. It's life, His life in me. So this morning, if you would, we're going to have a ministry time. The communion table's still open. You can come and take that. And if you don't mind, let's all stand up. We have some ministry teams that have been instructed. Come on up, ministry teams. You're all waiting for me to call you by name. There you go. They're coming. Because we believe that the light they experience with Him is going to come into your life. And we'll have more up here if there's more people. But this morning, you need to look into His face. And when you look into His face, you're going to see who you truly are. So we'd love to pray with you. If you have a couple of minutes, as soon as we're finished, we'll be shifting into the graduation. And we'll dismiss you guys, the people that want to leave. If you need to leave, you can. Graduation will take about an hour. So if you have time, we'd love for you to stay. I'm so glad that you guys asked us to be a part of this, Tommy. We can do it, okay? So let me pray, and then we'll be dismissed. You can come up for prayer. You can come up and pray by yourself. It's whatever you want to do. So, Father, I just thank You for... God, I thank You for the truth that we are Your treasures, that each one of us are the mystery that's been hidden since before the world began. God, I thank You that Your life in me is the mystery. So God, I ask this morning that anyone that is here and needs to experience seeing you face to face, that they wouldn't leave here today without experiencing that. Without experiencing why what Jesus died for, what he rose from the dead for, was so that he could meet each of us. So let the Lord speak to you right now. Is he calling you? Does he want to meet you today? Maybe you're already saved. Maybe you're going to heaven, but you feel him drawing you. We believe that you meet Jesus 1,000 times. He's our life. So God, I just thank you. I ask you to give us the boldness to walk out who you've created us to be. Amen. So we're going to take a break. We would love to pray with you. And if you have physical needs or anything in your life going on, we've got a few minutes to pray, and then we'll move into the graduation mode, okay? So God bless you. Thank you for being here.